So very pleased to be joined this morning by top vocal coaches Carrie and David Grant. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Neil.
How are we doing?
We're well.
Obviously, you've worked with some amazing sort of vocal talent and helped develop that. Can you teach anyone to sing, or is it there needs to be something there in the first place?
Do you know what? We believe we can teach anyone to sing. Lots of people say I'm tone deaf, and basically, you know, fewer than 2% of people are actually tone deaf. If you can talk, you can sing. Because all that singing is deciding in advance the notes that you're going to hit when you speak. Every syllable that everybody says is on a note. So we're kind of singing at random all day long. So if you can speak, you can be taught to sing.
Well, I can talk. I can definitely talk. No problem with talking, but I really can't. I can't sing. I would count myself as maybe in one of the 2% of being tone deaf, personally.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Most of the people, we do meet quite a few people that say that, and most of them, when we've actually come to do lessons with them, they've had a problem listening. And it's actually, you know, you say, hit this note, la, and they'll go, ah, and just hit anything. No. Actually listen to the note, la, listen to it, and then you say, and now wait, and listen to it again, and now try and hit it, and they'll normally hit it spot on. It's just they weren't listening properly. It's a bit like, you know, when people used to wear Walkmans, or even now I'm sure it's the same with iPods, in fact, you wear your headphones and you sing along, and it's completely out of tune because you're not really concentrating. That's how some people sing all the time. They just need to be taught to listen properly.
I don't know, even when I think I've been concentrating, obviously working in radio, I've had a situation where I can record my voice and, you know, hear it back, and it's never good. It's never good.
Maybe you're not going to be a pop star, but I think we could probably teach you how to sing and enjoy your voice.
I'd settle for that. If you could teach me enough to get through like a 3-minute karaoke song without embarrassing myself in a pub, settle for that. I'd settle for that.
No, totally. And there's many people that feel the same way as you. And David and I, well, we haven't had a failure yet.
No, 15 years and we haven't had a failure yet.
That's a good result. I'll stay away from you just in case.
Otherwise you'll be suing us, Neil, saying you promised me.
I don't want to tempt any fate. You'll answer one of these questions but probably won't answer the other, but I'm going to ask them anyway. So here we go. Firstly, who is the most naturally sort of talented vocalist you've worked with?
Gosh, I would say Lamar, possibly.
Lamar, yeah, he seems like a nice fellow. He's got a great sort of very, very natural, relaxed voice. And who's the person you maybe had to do the most work with? That's the one I'm not expecting you to answer, by the way.
Do you know what? That doesn't, you know, you think that we're going to say, you know, one of those singers who people think, oh, they're not really a singer, are they? But sometimes people that are brilliant singers are really hard to teach. So it doesn't always follow. I'm not going to name any names.
I wouldn't have expected you to for a second,
no,
to be honest.
Carrie's right, though, really, Neil. The most work is usually people who find themselves almost impossible to teach because they're so afraid of letting go of what they already know. And sometimes they're good singers and you think, you know what, if you could just let go of what you know and learn some more, you could be a great singer.
The problem is, is ego sometimes a problem with that? People not quite prepared
sometimes,
to, you know?
I think sometimes, particularly once people are pop stars and then they've got to go and play Wembley and they've never sung live, for instance, you know, there's a huge amount of weight on those people's shoulders, everyone around them telling them they're brilliant and they know that they can't cut it live. When they get confronted with David and I, that can be terrifying, the thought I'm going to have to sing and this is the first person who's going to know I can't do it. David and I are always incredibly encouraging in those situations because I can't even begin to imagine how hard that is for them. So our thing is always to come believing in your artist, always come believing that they can do it. And, you know, it's amazing how often that belief is founded. 2 weeks later, you hear them singing, you think, yeah, they could do it. And they're as surprised, you know, as everybody else is around them who thought, well, actually, they can't really sing.
Absolutely. So often a reluctance to change isn't based on ego, but actually quite the opposite, a lack of confidence and insecurity. Because they don't want to be found out. They think everybody thinks I'm good and these guys are going to know that I'm not.
Just before you go, is there anything else that you've got upcoming that you're working on at the moment that we're going to see you maybe on our TV screens in the near future?
Yeah, we're on every day at the moment on Carrie and David's Pop Shop, which is a big CBB series at the moment, a 30-part series that we've done that... If you know any young kids, they'll know about it.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us, Carrie and David Grant. Been fantastic to talk to you. All the best.